I am not an engineer. Please help me welcome Jenny Ryan to the front.
When I have taken the time to sit down and really look at the nature of the relationship that I have with my husband, I come to the conclusion that if we have proven anything in all the years that we've been married, it is that I am not an engineer. For example, if I had to highlight one of the outstanding characteristics of my personality, it would unfortunately have to be my stunning inability to locate myself in time and space. I get lost all the time, so often that there now exists a greatest hits collection of my getting lost stories. Like the time I got lost leading a group of our friends who were coming to our new house to help us move in, despite having just driven myself to said house the day before. Or the time I was driving down the interstate, headed to the same place I had been every single Monday for an entire year, missed the exit, turned around, started driving back in the opposite direction because, hello, that's supposed to work, and somehow managed to end up on a completely different interstate and had to call my husband to guide me home so I did not accidentally end up in Alabama. Or the time I was in graduate school and I got lost on the loop encircling my city and called my husband, then boyfriend, who was also in graduate school but in an entirely different city, to inform him that it's pitch black and I have no idea where I am and I have no gas and I'm running on fumes. And even if you wanted to come rescue me, I don't know how to tell you to get here. Tell my parents I love them. Clearly, I am someone who needs to wear, at all times, a special IV bracelet. But rather than having a medical alert, my bracelet needs to say, while Ware is extremely proficient in exploring the realms of the mind, she is completely incapable of navigating herself around the physical world. My husband, the engineer, does not have this problem at all. As a matter of fact, he is so good at orienting himself in the physical realms of time and space that he would routinely call me up in graduate school to tell me all about the trips he was taking with his outdoors club, where they would gather everyone up into a van, blindfold them, drive them up the mountain, drop them off in the middle of the North Georgia wilderness, armed only with a topographical map of the area, a compass, and a knife, and give them the following instructions. All right, we ain't gonna tell you where you are right now, but y'all need to meet us back here at this big pile of rocks tomorrow when you see the shadow of a bird over here on this here patch of grass. See you then. And he would. It's fortunate that he had this early training, because he was recently called to put this into practice in a real-world situation, when he went to El Paso and had to attend a business meeting over the border in Juarez. He did not bring much travel information with him, because he figured he would just buy a map of Juarez and El Paso and plan from there. Unfortunately, there was not a single map of Juarez to be had in all of El Paso. Now, at the moment when most people would have given up, yeah, hi, boss. You know that business you sent me down here to conduct for you? Yeah, I'm not going to be able to do it. Mexico's closed. He remained undaunted. He said, yeah, I couldn't find a map, but I had been tracking the location of the plant on Google Earth, so I knew where I was going. So I just went to my hotel room, downloaded the satellite imagery on my computer, drew myself a paper map, counted up the number of streets and landmarks, and then traced my way back from the plant to the border. Now see, never in life would it have occurred to me to do something like this, because I am not an engineer. Although I am very glad to be married to one. Well, not surprisingly, these differences really come into play also anytime my husband has to teach me how to do something new on a computer. Now, in his logical, rational engineer mind, all of our computer conversations to him sound like this. open up the software, click here, type this, save your work, refresh your web page. Pretty easy. However, since I'm not an engineer, all of those conversations to me sound like this. Okay, open up the NYPDQ, SAP, RIM, C++, DOS, ASAP, SOS! And then click on the beep, beep, woo, woo, crash. And then save to the, we are the Borg, you will be assimilated, resistance is futile. Yeah, nice. And then he'll say, hey, are you writing this down? No. Clearly I am not. Because clearly all of my mental faculties are tied up in planning my escape back to my home planet. So, not surprisingly, I generally tend to leave everything electronic and technological up to my husband, and that tends to generally work the best for everyone involved. But there are occasions when I do want to do something technological, and even though I know it's a risk, it is a risk I'm willing to take. For example, once I wanted to figure out how to put those little buttons in my blog template so people could subscribe to my RSS feed. Unfortunately, this meant entering the frightening world of computer code. Now, I have not actually harmed my computer or the World Wide Web, that I know of, yet. But in my mind, I see my having anything to do with the actual coding of the actual programs as pretty much the equivalent of Godzilla thoughtlessly decimating an entire Japanese village. The poor, unsuspecting, innocent lines of villager codes will just be going about their business, and here I will come smashing the zeros and ones with my gargantuan Godzilla paws, and decimating the carefully constructed HTML codes with my huge Godzilla tail. Surprisingly, that operation actually was a success. No one was harmed, and all the villagers rejoiced. And I began to suspect that, even if I am not an engineer, maybe, just maybe, I'll still be all right. Thank you very much.